USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More Supreme Court rulings should come down very soon before the Supreme Court of the United States takes a breather. On their plate, religious liberty. High school football coach Joe Kennedy, who prayed after games in Washington State, was fired for it and got the attention of the justices. The Remain in Mexico immigration policy. Does the EPA have the authority to regulate emissions from power plants? The pill mill. Work protection for veterans. The court will decide whether a state has the authority to prosecute non-Indians who commit crimes against Indians on reservations. And finally, the Fair Sentencing Act for career criminals. Five people were shot and injured early Sunday during an outdoor event in East Texas. Witnesses said one or more trail ride groups started shooting into a crowd. The Unified Elite Riders event is from nearby Marshall, Texas. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
COVID-19, those that chose not to get vaccinated, continue to be persecuted.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
G7 leaders conferred by video link with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Monday as they underscored their commitment to Ukraine for as long as it takes. Also, the United States was preparing to announce advanced surface-to-air missiles for Kyiv to help Ukraine fight back against Vladimir Putin's aggression. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Hailing the big news of the Supreme Court decision to bounce abortion back to the states, President Trump said conservatives' decades of love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been rewarded. Trump's rally in Illinois also endorsed Darren Bailey for governor.
Darren has my complete and total endorsement. Darren, come on up.
I've made a promise to President Trump that in 2024... Illinois will roll the red carpet out for him because Illinois will be ready for President Trump.
Darren is just the man to take on and defeat one of the worst governors in America, J.B. Pritzker. He's one of the worst.
J.B. Pritzker, under a good economy in 2020, says Democrats can defeat Trump if he so chooses to run again.
In 2020, Illinois voters rejected Donald Trump by a resounding 17 points, and we won't hesitate to do it again.
Australia has made history as a site of NASA's first rocket launch from a commercial spaceport outside of the United States. The suborbital rocket blasted off from the tiny Arnhem Space Center on the edge of the Northern Territory. The launch was also the first in Australia in more than 25 years. This launch is NASA's first of three to blast off from the newly constructed site. The big reason for Australia, astrophysics studies can only be undertaken in the Southern Hemisphere. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.